This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We have Lisa Crawley with us today, the talented Melbourne-based singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Thursday. I'm excited.
Yes, yeah. Exciting Thursday. How are you feeling about your new release? You've got a new release out.
Yeah, it's great to have a new song out. I think I started writing it quite a long time ago, so it's good to have it out finally. It's one of those sort of ones I started and then just didn't really finish, and then finished, obviously, and then put it out. And yeah, it's great to have something new out. I feel like I'd like to release songs more often. It's just kind of all the components that you've got to get together and everything can take a while. So
yeah, it'd be a lot of hard work.
Yeah, but response has been good so far, so I'm pretty happy.
What made you want to get into the music industry, just for anyone that doesn't know?
Well, I have just been playing music since I was quite young, so
just followed your heart, really?
Yeah, always read music, like, as a little kid, and then went and studied. Oh, I did a year of study, and then I went overseas travelling.
Oh, awesome.
With music again, I got a strange job playing piano in a Japanese hotel. So I've just kind of followed wherever that's gone, but this always been writing songs during that and releasing stuff. I think I put my first EP out 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I feel quite old now. Yeah.
Was there a particular moment or a particular instrument that kind of got you really loving music?
Sounds very rock and roll. A recorder was like my main instrument.
Wow. Yeah, I remember
so
playing
geeky.
Learning a recorder.
So I started before school. I don't know. I think a family friend was like, thought that I was musical. So to start that, and then I played all these different recorders, and then was just like, went on to learning piano from there. And I even got paid to play a couple of $100 the other day to play a recorder. So,
wow,
all
so
those
cool
things that I learned when I was little came back, flooding back. It was like a St. Patrick's Day show.
Ooh,
nice. Anyway, but yeah, went to play piano and a few other things and took some singing lessons. And yeah, I was in like a high school band, which continued like to a couple of years after I left school. And then I just, well, continued to do more of my own stuff and love traveling. So I've lived in a few different countries doing that.
Nice. And your new single, You Got Me, you play, is it both a keyboard and a clarinet in that?
Yeah. So I didn't have any clarinets in it initially, and I recorded it with this guy, Michael Hubbard, and I kind of finished the song, but I had this little line in my head that I wanted to try, so I just recorded those at home and mixed them into the song, and yeah, it seemed to work. I was hoping he would, because he put a lot of work doing the guitars and everything, so I don't want to annoy him by putting my little geeky concert band clarinet in there, but yeah, he seemed to be happy with it.
That's pretty cool. I mean, especially that you can play multiple instruments and put them into your songs.
Yeah.
So far you've released a few songs. Which one do you reckon so far has been the one that you've loved the most and you've put so much passion into it?
Songs? Which song?
Yeah.
I know. I've done maybe 2 albums and 3 EPs now. So there's a song called Up in the Air, which is the name of my last EP that I put out that I got to arranged for the whole Auckland Symphony Orchestra. So I went back to New Zealand for a concert, and so I used all the kind of music lessons from when I was a kid and growing up and wrote out all the parts for strings and woodwinds and like the whole orchestra, and got to perform that at a stadium where I started just on piano, and the orchestra were behind a screen so no one could see them, and then halfway through the song this whole orchestra came out. So that was pretty amazing,
because it sounded amazing.
It's literally usually just me and my keyboard for a lot of the time, or a band, so it was like a really nice treat. So I love the sort of cinematic aspect of that song, but also wedding band's really fun to sing, because I don't know, I have played at a lot of weddings since moving to Melbourne. It's just been a way to earn money, which is like, for me, hilarious, people watching, and like, you just have to know so many songs. You meet the band on the night often, and you sort of, I'll call out the song in this key, and you just have to be able to play it. So, but it got to the point where I was trying to earn money to save for my own recordings, that I hadn't written many songs, so I just ended up writing a song about being a wedding singer.
That's pretty cool. Well,
I feel like that's a good song to play at your wedding.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, the concept was about singing at your ex's wedding.
Oh.
Having not made it as like a singer. It's, anyway, it's a story.
Okay. Have you played at your ex's wedding?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. We'll see.
Right. How many
Whatever pays the bills.
How many instruments do you play?
I play a few. It depends how many I play well. It's two different questions.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, piano and voice and even clarinet, I feel like pretty comfortable playing all sorts of different sort of stuff on. I've got a lot of old synthesizers and organs, one of those big organs that someone was giving away for free that you have the foot pedals. And I actually got a couple of Omnichords. Have you seen an Omnichord before?
I don't think so.
I should have brought it in. Anyway,
what do they look
it's
like
a little drum machine, and it's got a little harp sounding strip, and you go bring and push down the cord, and it sounds like a harp.
Oh, wow.
I'll search it.
It's very retro.
That's pretty cool.
I play some bass and guitar as well.
So you can do it all, really?
Yeah.
Not drums. Oh. Push a little button, have a drum machine.
Now, after hearing that on air, how does that make you feel? Like, does that excite you?
Yes.
Like, does it get you pumping, like, ready for the day?
Well, it's not exactly a club banger of a song, is it? But it's, it makes me feel happy.
It definitely puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day. So
good.
It should make other people feel
good. Yeah, I think I've heard it a couple of times now. Not hundreds, it is pretty cool. Especially because it's been on a week or so, week or two. I'm still pretty excited to hear it.
What inspired you to write that song?
Well, it started a couple of years ago, actually, and I wanted to, the whole kind of sentiment changed behind it. It was just because it's a song, the lyric is, if only I could understand your world, but initially it was, I think I am starting to understand it, and then I played it I was doing this residency in Canada, in Banff, which is this amazing place. If anyone's an artist or songwriter or a visual artist even, go check it out, Banff Centre for Arts and Creativity. And I was playing it to one of the faculty there who could kind of give you tips, and she's like, yeah, it doesn't sound like you do understand this person at all, this thing. I was like, that's right. I think I was just trying to write a song that was like kind of like sweet and stuff, but I was actually, no, I don't understand you. So I think at the first it started out just being a song for the sake of it, which is never really as good as one that's a bit more honest and raw. So, yeah, I sort of just sat down and go, what am I actually trying to say here? And, yeah, I guess it was that sort of feeling that I'm sure that many people have felt of wanting something to work and kind of making yourself readily available, but it's still not quite being...
Yeah.
Quite right, and you kind of know it, but you're still just trying.
Don't know how to kind of make it that way. Yeah, because you wrote it a few years ago, was it? Did it take a few years to kind of develop and get to the final product?
Actually, like most of my songs are right quite quickly, but I even now I've got so many half finished songs. So when I went to this arts residency, the songwriters residency, that was when I really started to look at those half finished songs and go, what do I actually like and what worked. But yeah, I used to have a little studio in Brunswick, and I started writing it then, I think maybe after a fight with the next boyfriend or something. writing something. I wanted to write quite a simple song and not overthink things.
It's a beautiful song, so well done.
Thank you. Yeah, and then I just kind of finished it, and I'm glad I did. Worked with a guy called Michael Hubbard, who's a local Melbourne guy, and he was keen to play on it and record it, so... Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Mixed it in New Zealand with a friend when I was over for seeing my family. And then mastered by a guy. I did a woman's course in Ableton Live, which is like electronic music software at the Melbourne Arts Centre, and met a guy, and he ended up mastering the song. So it was kind of a nice mix of people I got to use on the song. Yeah.
And do you have any more songs coming out anytime soon, or is this kind of the one you're focusing on?
I do, yeah. Well, I've got another project as well called Elizabeth, which is it's cabaret, but it's more like a theatre show. It's not jazz hands cabaret. It's like me storytelling about what it's like to be a female musician and this character Elizabeth, which is all my songs as well. So I've got a couple of shows for that at a few arts festivals, and then a couple of gigs, and then I'll be releasing some new music and doing some shows in America in July.
Exciting times
ahead. I booked my tickets yesterday, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm like, just going to do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
this is Lisa Crawley that we have with us, and her new release, You Got Me, out now. You can go into
Spotify.
Yeah,
Spotify.
SoundCloud as well, I think.
Yeah.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.